Feel like I was.
Wait, is this recording?
Welcome to the first season of Unveiled.
Mom!
A podcast series for girls and women of all ages, where we dive into the world of discernment.
How long has this been recording?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
You can hear us?
Hi.
Unveiled is produced by Sharon Lyne, Karen Ewan, and myself, Pax Ewan, in partnership with the Rise Catholic Movement.
You just need to feed us some sugar.
As you can hear, we clearly learn how to do this.
Discover the beauty of discernment with your hosts, Jacinta Lyne and Claire Ewan.
Take it from the top, people.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our preview episode where you'll learn more about us and why we're doing this. My name is Claire Ewan. I'm the oldest of five kids, 13, grade 8. I love reading, writing, traveling, dogs, even though we don't have one because of mom and dad. And I really dislike milk, cheese, and leggings.
I'm Jacinta. I like two out of the three things that she doesn't like. I'm 14. I'm in grade 9. I'm the oldest of four kids, and I live in Warman, Saskatchewan. I like to spend my free time reading, writing, and fiddling around on the piano. And, like, playing with our dog that our parents, like, gave in and just bought because he was cute. Sorry, guys.
My name is Pax Ewan. I am the second oldest out of five, so Claire's younger sister. Not always the best. But, yeah, I really enjoy, like, baking, photography, gymnastics, and swimming. I'm the junior producer for Unveiled, so I'll be more behind the scenes, and then when Claire and Jacinta get off track, I'll get them back in line.
You're supposed to be getting off track.
We don't get off topic, do we?
Oh, well.
Silence. There's silence.
2 out of 10 times we don't.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Continue.
Okay, so we could talk a little bit about why we started Unveiled, right?
Okay, so how it started was we originally planned a nun run following a really good friend of our parents, Sister Miriam Josephine, for her vows. And then we started making a list of people and went on and on and on
and on. It never ended.
So we decided, what if we brought the nun run to people here in Saskatoon area or like anywhere? So that's kind of where the idea started.
Yeah, it was originally going to be like a big Zoom meeting where everyone logged on, and then we were like, that's going to be kind of chaos. So we decided just to make it a podcast so you can listen anytime, anywhere, hopefully on anything that you have. And yeah.
What do you two hope to get out of Unveiled? Jacinta, do you want to go first?
I just want to get to know the different orders and like their unique aspects of how they go about like just daily life and their particular characteristics. And I just kind of want to explore, you know, if I did become a sister, which like orders I would actually be interested in joining or that would fit me, I guess.
Yeah, I've always like wondered, how do you discern what order to join? Because like they're all so different, they have different aspects. So I think that's cool. What I hope to get out of this podcast is not only learning about the nun discernment, but also just about discernment in general. Because once you know how to discern something, it's easier to do the other stuff. So like at the moment, I'm discerning whether to continue homeschooling through high school or to go to high school in Saskatoon.
I would say the reason I'm doing this, other than the tech work, which is really fun, is that, like, I know that so many people have never thought of, like, being a nun or a religious sister as a possibility, and I'm hoping that by, like, doing this podcast, it'll bring, like, new options to young girls everywhere. Is there any specific order or, like, religious community that you're super excited to, like, interview or just learn more about?
Oh, there's so many out there, and I don't know half of them. It's like, I don't know.
I feel like I don't know enough about the orders, too, or enough in general about, because, like, I know two, maybe three orders, but no more than that. So yeah. I hope to learn more.
I know. I want to, like, discover which ones or that I
broaden my excited. Horizons.
Yes, that's a good phrase.
I know. I came up
we
with
hope
it
you
bro- on the
spot. We broaden your horizons, guys. Just saying.
We also hope to unveil to do some matchmaking that if there's someone out there who hears like one of these testimonies or interviews that really speaks to her heart, that she'll understand like maybe that's the like religious community that she's being called to.
So I guess we hope to bring together an order to any person so that this may impact other people in a positive way.
Yeah. I'm personally hoping that somewhere along the line we'll hear a story of a sister who discovered their order through this podcast.
Oh, that would be so amazing.
That would be awesome. We got high hopes for you guys.
So, Jacinta, I've heard you got to go on a Malawi trip this past summer, and you stayed at a cloistered convent. So what was that like?
It was honestly pretty cool. I mean, we were in like a guest part of the convent, so we weren't right in there, but we got to just like see them at mass and kind of get insight on what their day-to-day life is like just by like watching them water the garden or feeding the chickens and stuff like that. It's just a cool experience to stay there, and specifically in Africa. It's like, I don't know many people from Africa.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's sisters all over the world.
It's actually kind of cool to think of sisters in different places doing different things. Like, how often do you think of a sister feeding the chickens?
I can tell you from my perspective, not very often.
So that's part of the thing. I'm really excited to, like, hear more of the differences between being in a cloistered area where like you're never out except maybe one person versus a community that's like a combination of people and they're going out all the time doing all sorts of things. And it's just a very different reality. And I'm excited to hear their perspectives on the differences from it.
Yeah. So like the difference between discerning for like a cloistered convent or like a non-cloistered convent, the discernment like series would be very different. A part of this discernment series of Unveiled is our friendships. So
and snacks.
Can't forget the snacks, guys.
How long have we known each other for? Okay.
It's like 3 years.
Yeah, because like we started going on field trips as like homeschooling groups during COVID, and then we really got to know each other when we attended the same church.
I think that's when I really got to know you guys. Like, I was super excited to meet you when we went on this first field trip, and I was like, oh, these girls are really fun. I specifically remember sitting next to Claire on a bus ride, and you know, it's COVID, so we're all wearing masks, and I'm like looking at her, and we're just like reading next to each other. We barely talked for the first part of the trip. It's kind of hard to think that we didn't talk for that long.
I mean, like, we're similar. We knew, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Books.
Yeah.
Both introverted.
Anyway, so we get off the bus, and everyone's like, ooh, fresh air. Let's take these masks off. And I look at Claire, and I'm like, whoa, you look completely different.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you see someone with masks, you're like, it becomes like, well, that's it's part them of as you know it, right? And then they take it off, you're like, okay, well, that's going to take a while. But, like, also, I was even looking at pictures, and I'm like, I've changed a lot.
Yeah.
Even my choice of glasses.
I think that's, it really grew when we kind of started going to the same mass times and hanging out with kind of the same group of friends. And suddenly you guys are introducing me to people that I probably never would have met otherwise.
It's crazy. It's just, like, I make friends by my friends' friends.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of like how it works. I don't have to meet new people, really. Just like, oh, hey, you know them? I know them too.
Yeah. these nice little circles of like, oh, you know her, and you know her, and I know you.
Also, we kind of got to know each other after like youth group and girls youth group and like leading and challenge. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like something that really brought us together was writing. So like our book, which we still have to name.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I'm like, it's been going on for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely, this book is kind of like, it's based around World War II, and it's kind of this adventure story of three girls getting to know each other, kind of like we did, except you two already knew each other. I just kind of hopped off. I was like, plus, it's, hey.
I just like thought about this recently, but we're writing about 18-year-olds.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
My character's my age. Yeah. You guys decided to be older, and I was like, good luck with that.
Yeah, also, we all really enjoy historical fiction, so.
Yeah, just books in general, like, I don't know about you guys, but right now I'm reading Anne of Green Gables for like the fifth, sixth time. Okay, I have a question.
How many books have you read? There's like 12, but I can't read past a certain point. I'm like too old. Yeah. Can't read anymore.
I've read like the first three of the series and then like read one of like the Rainbow Valley one.
That one is kind of
in the future. I liked that one. The other ones I always felt like, oh, yeah. But the three that I own, I'm like, you know what? Okay. These ones I like coming back to.
So like Pax, I'm trying to get her to read it, but I got her to read a different series from the same author. So Emily of New Moon. I think there are three books, but they're good. Also, have you read Ascendant series?
I think I read like the first three. And I was
they are so good. I love them.
Yeah, I'm like medium. I don't know if I would reread the books, but they were like a good.
Although, talking about characters getting too old, Penderwicks.
Oh, yeah.
I can't read the last book. I'm like, nope, too old. Can't do it.
They gotta get older sometime.
But I do like epilogues where you find out, oh, this is what they did with their life.
Yes, and this is where you don't need a book about it. You don't need a book about it.
But it was like, it's following. Okay, I don't want to spoil it. But like, it follows a character that's younger in the first books. So you're kind of getting deeper into that character's story, which I liked.
But then they'll marry the wrong people.
Okay, okay, maybe we're talking about a different book. How many books are there?
Five.
Oh, I haven't read the fifth one. Maybe yeah, that's
don't
why.
Read it. Don't read it.
Noted. Yeah. What are you reading, Max?
Oh, let me think. Oh, right now I'm reading a bunch of historical fiction by Jennifer A. Nelson.
Like, same author of Ascendant series.
Yeah, you guys, that's a great author. You should read.
Yes, I liked her historical fictions.
So, guys, the historical fiction.
The historical fictions are must reads.
Yes.
Like, you can specifically, Lines of Courage, I really like. It goes from five different points of view during, like, the first war.
I just reread that, like, yesterday. And it was
like, okay, guys, I gotta interrupt. I got this super funny story. So, I come back from Africa and I bring back bookmarks. And I'm like, okay, I'll give a few to Claire and Pax. Anyways, so I give her this blue one with elephants on it and it's like painted. It's a very unique bookmark. So anyway, one day I check out books from the library and one of them is this Lines of Courage book, which is from Jennifer A. Nielsen, an author that they recommended. And I had read it before, but I was like, I'll read it again. So anyway, I'm bored. I'm just like flipping through the pages because I'm like, what else am I going to do? And I open it and there's this bookmark and it looks exactly like the one I gave Claire. And I call her. I'm like, are you missing the bookmark I gave you? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, did you use it while you read Lines of Courage? And she was like, yeah.
Okay. I remember that because you also put it in the newspaper. You're like, missing bookmark, blah, blah, blah. But like,
all right.
Also, Lines of Courage, that's like, the first half isn't my favorite. So like, I probably got stuck reading it.
Probably.
That happens too
often. It was more like, what are the chances that I was the next person who read it?
Yeah.
And it happened.
Plus, that book was from the Martinsville Library, not the Warman Library.
Yeah, what are the chances that ended up in...
Also, another good one is Words on Fire. It's about book smuggling, I think.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, that one was good. That was the first one I read out of
it. Kind of reminds me of a movie we just watched.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Pureflix. It's called Disciples in the Moonlight. It's about Bible smuggling.
So it's set in the future. It's like, what if Bibles were, like, illegal? Like, what if Catholicism was illegal? So then these people who want to still spread God's words... of peace, they smuggle books into different countries and everywhere, hoping to like
different states in the United States.
Yeah, they're also
so what happened countries. Was the Bible we know as Roman Catholics are it became illegal, and they had this new Bible they made called the Enlightened Bible. Mm-hmm. So and like if you were caught with a Bible on your phone, an actual copy, you could be like taken to prison. Like it was big. So they smuggled these books to 5 different states, 5 different churches. Mm-hmm. And like, it's amazing.
It's my favorite movie at the moment, though that changes quite often. But you guys should definitely watch it.
Speaking of like great Catholic TV, The Chosen season 5 is coming out soon. And I'm so excited.
Okay. I love The Chosen so much, but we started watching them, and then we watched the newest ones in theaters, and we've never filled in the in-between space.
And we're gotta fill in the in-between space
and watch it.
Just like watch from the beginning to the end. Hours of Chosen.
Like the very first episode, and we were like, this show's really good, and then we never finished the season. And suddenly we're hearing all these things about it, and they're like, it's so great. So we went back on it, and we finished it in like 2 days. And every other season that's come out, we're like, this is great.
I've heard,
one of the few shows that makes me cry and, like, actually think of...
Yeah. I've heard people say that they cry from it, but what is so... Like, what timeline is it at?
Like, it's set... Okay, so it's set during the time of Jesus when he was doing his ministry, but what's super cool about it is it's set from the eyes of the disciples. So you're watching Jesus's ministry... through the eyes of Peter, of John, of Matthew, and how he calls them. And it dives into their stories. And a lot of it, there's a lot of like, you know, kind of imagination on what their lives were like. But a lot of like the core of the story is taken from the Bibles. Question.
Is there from Judas's perspective? Just random.
You'll have to like watch the show and find out, Claire.
Oh my goodness, that might be a while. What?
You just gotta like.
Just we never have screen time. Well, like we are not a movie family. It's more of mom reading out loud to us. So like right now we're reading.
It's called The Book of Three by Lloyd Alexander. Yeah.
It's like imagination. It's fantasy, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. On the line of books, do you guys have any special books you guys read for prayer time or you're going to read for Lent?
Ooh, Lent. What are you doing for Lent?
Okay. Guess what I'm giving up, guys?
What?
I'm giving up books.
What? Oh, how can you do that? I'm
giving up reading past 9. I could not give up books for the whole day. This is just not in me.
I need to be centered on my school, so I thought, well, for Lent, giving up books could help. So... as a family, we're giving up screens and sugar, and then we each do our own thing. And I'm like, well, if I gave up books, it would be terrible, but I'd have more time for myself.
Yeah. We go to Mass 3 days a week. We could do Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. And Wednesdays and Fridays, we do Adoration, the Rosary, and then Friday nights, we do Stations of the Cross. So that's our usual Lenten routine.
So what are you doing?
I'm doing, so if you guys have ever heard about this app called Halo. It's like this big Catholic app, tons of prayer resources, and they're doing this thing called Lent 40, I believe it's called. So every day there's like a reflection. It's going to go through 2 books, one about like, it's about a person who survived the atomic bombing of Nagasaki, I think, in Japan.
That's so cool.
And he like survived and converted to the faith. So it's going to go through that and this book called The Way, which I guess I don't know much about the books. I'll learn more, I guess.
Yeah.
I've heard there's a version for like girls. What's that?
I don't know. Like the book or?
I have no idea.
There's like a girl version of Exodus 90.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
My friend's doing that. I was like, I don't know if I can quite do that yet. Maybe next year.
Okay, so you mentioned something. You said tons. And I've been thinking about that for a while. Like, people say we had tons of fun. Did you actually weigh it, though?
I don't think you weighed it.
You hung out with tons of people. You can't see people by their weight.
It's a little rude.
No, I was not. It's kind of just a phrase that I use a ton.
Have you ever like listened to Saints Alive on Halo?
I love Saints Alive.
It's like you get to like hear a story about a saint, but like as in like it's acted, no, not acted, like
yeah, it's spoken. Like an audio drama,
yeah,
version so of the scene,
and it's really good for if I know a bunch of people listen to it bedtime. Just don't listen to a martyr story at bedtime.
That might be a little, yeah. Saint Cecilia, that was a really cool. I'd never really heard her story.
Like, there's also like even I think three on Saint Joseph. I'm like, in the Bible, you don't actually hear much about him after, like, the angel appearing to him, right? So, like...
I haven't listened to that one.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. It's so good.
I've listened to the one about John Paul II and St. Joan of Arc. I really love that one. I love St. Joan of Arc. She's one of my favorite saints.
Yeah, so that's a must-listen to, Saints Alive on Halo. Yeah.
Halo or Halo?
Halo?
I say Halo.
I say Halo.
Is there a difference between the spelling, though? Halo and Halo.
Alexa, how do you spell Halo? She's ignoring me, guys.
It's H-A-L-O.
But there's two L's in Halo.
And then there's W at the end.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point taken.
Yeah. We could talk forever. As you will definitely notice, and maybe have already noticed. But we do need to wrap this up. Yeah, thanks for listening. This is Jacinta,
Claire,
and Pax,
signing off.
The Unveiled Podcast is an audio production in partnership with Arise Catholic Movement, hosted by Jacinta Line and Claire Ewan, and produced by Sharon Line, Karen Ewan, and myself, Pax Ewan. Audio mixing by Sharon and me, Pax. Editing and music by Sharon Line. Tune in to our next episode wherever you get your podcast.
What if we do like Jacinta Claire Pax signing off?
Okay.
This is Jacinta Claire
and Pax
signing off.
Okay, what we gotta say in St. Clair's Checklist.